We are learning the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Chav Beis Lamed Beis. It says in the Mishnah that Rishonim used to light fires on mountains, and then the next group of people lit on the next mountain until they reached Bavel, reached the Goyla, and everyone saw that it was Rosh Chodesh. When exactly did they light these fires? On the first day of Rosh Chodesh, or when it was a Chaser, a Mole, after Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh? That's what we're discussing in the first Gemara right now. Tara Rabbanim. Ein Masiyah Masuois, El Ala Chodesh, Shenira Bezmanoi Lekachai. You only light fires when Rosh Chodesh was Bezmanoi, which means it was on the 30th day of the last month, which was not a Chodesh Mubur. We know every month either 29 days long or 30 days long, and Rosh Chodesh on the next day. So Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, that's a chasa. If it's Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, that's a mali. So the only lit fires if it was the 30th day. When Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day, which means the Chodesh before was a chasa. Ve'im esai mesi, and when light the fires, la'are bura, which means the night after it became Rosh Chodesh. For example, if the 30th day of Kislev was on a Sunday, and that was the day of Kemar Shchaydish. Sunday night, they lit the fire. Sunday night, they lit the fire. L'meimra, da'achosar avdina amalei avdina. Like what the Bryce is saying is, they only lit fires on a chosar, not on a amalei. That means, if Klal Yisrael far away saw a fire, they knew Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. If no fire, they knew it was on Monday. They didn't see Sunday night any fires. They knew Monday was Rosh Chodesh, which meant that it was a month before was a amalei. I mean, Sunday was part of the last month still. My time. What's the reason they did it only on Chasa not on Mali? Amrav Zera Gzeirum Shem Rosh Chodesh Chasa Shechalias Barav Shabbos. It was a Gzeira because let's say Rosh Chodesh. Again, I'll give you an example. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves, which Kislev was a month before. Next was Rosh Chodesh Teves. Rosh Chodesh Teves was landed up on a Friday. So when are you supposed to light the fire? Usually it was a Chasa. The 30th day of Kislev was on Friday. So Rosh Chodesh on Friday. When do you have to light the fire? Friday night. The problem is Friday night Shabbos. So when you have to do it instead, it's Matzah Shabbos. So Gzeirum Shem Rosh Chodesh Chasa Shchali is Be'er of Shabbos. The Rosh Chodesh Chasa was Chal on Friday. Amos Abdi, when do you make the fire? You can't make it Friday night. I'll make a fire Friday night. But Fukeh Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, make the fire. Ve'i Amis Neved Nami Amalei. And if you say, Ve'i Amis Neved Nami Amalei, I'll say Lemiti. If you say that Neved Nami Amalei, if you say that also, you make a fire on Mole, so they're not going to be sure. When they see this fire Monday night, they're not going to be sure. Mm-hmm. Now, Amri, hi Chasu. They're not sure. Is it a shout out the Chodesh was Friday? The Haidloi Ovid Mesma, wanted to make a fire, Mishum Deloi Efshir, because it's not possible. Oiduma, Moleu, maybe it's really a Mole. It was Mani Ovid. They're not going to sure what to do. You hear my Shi Techeshman over here. They're saying if you see a fire, if you see the fire on Matzah Shabbos, you're not going to be sure. Because if you make a fire on Mali also, so maybe Shabbos was Chodesh, and that's why you have a fire. Or maybe Friday was Chodesh, you could make a fire Friday night. So you're going to lose the whole potency of this minig of putting out these fires, because you're not going to know when it is. So therefore, they said, only do it on Chasa. That was the thing, because if you do it on Mali, you're going to have a problem in a case where Friday is the first day of Chodesh, is the Chasa, the Chodesh, and it's on Bismana. That's the chesmen. Bring to Marakasha. V'levad bein amalei bein achasa. Why do you make a fire both? You always make a fire, you know, if it's Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day, let's say on a Sunday night. If Rosh Chodesh was on the next day, because it's the 31st day, Monday night, make a fire. You worried about a Friday Rosh Chodesh? No, if it's a Friday Rosh Chodesh, make no fire. And they see in Golos there's no fire, they chap, oh, Rosh Chodesh is Friday. V'levad bein amalei bein achasa. V'chim biktu Rosh Chodesh b'erev Shabbos, loy levad klal, don't make a fire at all. And since they know that usually they didn't make any fire on Matzah Shabbos, usually they make a fire on Mole, and here they didn't make a fire, maybe the Chasu, they'll know that Friday was Chodesh, it was a Chasu. What's the big deal? Always make a fire, but when it's a Friday, it's Chodesh, don't make a fire at all, because if Shabbos was Chodesh, you would have made a fire. But since Friday was Chodesh, you didn't make a fire. So tomorrow, no, that wouldn't work either. Why not? I feel Ahachi, also Lamiti, going to come to make a mistake. Amri, the people will say in Golas, "Hi Mali, it really was a Mali." The Haidli Avdi, why didn't they make a fire? Why didn't they make a fire on Shabbos Mali? It's Nusi. They had Oinus. So Rashi wouldn't why think why they have Oinus? So Rashi, B'shichra shal mishta Shabbos. And Shabbos, you drink Shichra, you drink a good wine, and it's very possible to get Shichra. So you know why they make a fire? Drank a little bit too much. So therefore, it's a Chiddush, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say that It's two serious. It's different. It's not an etzah. Frank the Gemara Kasha Velevod Amole Velevod Achasa Klal. So I still have an etzah. Don't do it. You want to do on one of them? I'll tell you what to do. Only do it on Amole. Only do it on Amole. That means you always do the fire only on Amole. If there's no fire after 2 days, let's say by Monday night you see there's no fire, you know Sunday was a Shredish. So always make a fire on the second night. That's that and then you have no problem of Shabbos. What happens if Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, the Mali, so you make it Matzah Shabbos. What's the problem? It's one night later. Everyone knows. There's no problem. Just make it on Mali, not on Chassid. That's the kasha. And for the Gemara, on my Abaya, you know why? Shem bittul malacha la'am shnei yamim. They don't want to do that. The reason is like this. Because it means you always have to wait to see when Rosh Chodesh is. You always have to wait an extra day. If there's a varat of chaser, if you light a fire after the chaser, so then you always know Rosh Chodesh right then, that day. But if you do it on the Mala, you always have to wait 2 days to find out when Rosh Chodesh is. And what's the problem with that? So Rashi says the problem is like that, because let's say on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the Bnei Gaila are going to have to keep 2 days of Issa Malacha, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because the first day, they anyway keep Rosh Hashanah, because they're not sure if that's Rosh Hashanah. And really, that day was Rosh Hashanah, the next day wasn't, but they only saw the fire the next night. And they didn't see the fire the next night, so they know the first day was Rosh Hashanah. So they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah for no reason. So since you don't want to bid the malach of 2 days, therefore we said that you light the fire on the chaser, not the malach. Because now, if Rosh Hashanah was the first day, so that night they saw the fire, okay, tomorrow they bid the malach. But now, if we would have said that the fire is on the second night, they would have to keep 2 full days of malach. That's what Rashi learns. So, bid the malach of the malach means on Rosh Hashanah. So it's very good. Yeah, Taisa says dimshah. Taisa says, he means every Rosh Chodesh. Toysva says over here, Ulachinam Dachal Faris Rosh Hashanah. Da call Rosh Chodesh Toysis Kayi. Ki lo regilin last malacha of Rosh Chodesh. There was a minig in the time of the Gemara that Rosh Chodesh did last malacha. It says that's why. Why do I have 4 aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh? I regularly have 3 aliyahs. I'm Chalamayda Rosh Chodesh, 4 aliyahs. What's Pshat? So everyone has more time. They have more time for another aliyah. They have another more aliyah. So you see, they didn't do malacha. They say, you see, they didn't do malacha. So that's what it means. Because every Rosh Chodesh can have the malacha of 2 days. That's what Taisus learns. Taisus then brings in the minig of Nashim not doing malacha. Taisus regim loy mesh ha'isif ha'mok of yomtov le'nashim v'Rosh Chodesh v'schashim v'sratzo ha'maitza ha'egel. Taisus brings in that medrash that ladies have a special yomtov of Rosh Chodesh because they didn't do the egel. What? Yeah, what's the Shabbos? You're not allowed to fire on Shabbos.
You see on Hal Shabbos
looking. Not so, first. It says the first Gemara 3 times. Shluchim, you don't send out Kemichal Shabbos. Only Eidus Achodesh. This is like Shluchim. So you can't Mechal Shabbos for that. So the Gemara right there. I'm going to tell you a vart why the pshat is what was Egel have to do with Rosh Chodesh. But I'll tell you the vart. Shaila is Mvuya in Taisvis that Yomtiv, the ladies got a Yomtiv because they didn't do the Egel, they got a Yomtiv Rosh Chodesh. What's a midah k'neged midah? Rosh Chodesh got to do with the Egel. Pshat is like this, that I heard this pshat from someone, that ladies are always more optimistic. You see, in Mitzrayim, they're the ones who try to be with their husbands. They're always more optimistic. They weren't so worried about having children. It came to the Egel also. They even saw that Moshe Rabbeinu died. They went crazy. But the ladies were more optimistic. They said, no, we don't want to work out. And that's what didn't do the Egel. It's the same thing with Shchodesh. Shchodesh is optimism. Every month is a new month, a new moon. Even the last month was so good, it's a new month. It's a brand new moilah. They get born again. It's a new month. Every month is a new month. That's what I get, the mitzvah of Shchodesh. It said in the Mishnah, what do? They stand on a mountain with this tall pole of cedar, and they wrap it with different flammable materials, they light it up, and they stand on top of the mountain going back and forth. There are 4 types of cedars. Erez, Katroim, Eitz Shemen, Ubroish. And we'll see in the Gemara, some of them will be touched, and some of them will not. But Erez is cedar, Katroim, the Gemara will say what it is, it's Adro, we don't know what that is. Eitz Shemen is balsam, and Ubroish is boxwood. We'll see. So Gemara tries to say Katraim. What is Katraim? Amrav Adra. It's something called the Adra tree. We had it in Mesechus Beya. I'm not sure exactly what type of tree it is. The Rebbe Shila Amrav Mavliga. V'Arila Zugomish. We're not sure what those type of trees are. So the first one says there are 4 types of cedar trees. Upliga the Rav Barav Huna. The Amrav Rav Barav Huna. Amrav Bei Rav. Rav Barav Huna says V'Shem Rav that there are Asara Mina Arosbeim. There's 10 types of cedar trees. Shadam, it says in the Pasuk, The pasuk says, "Etain b'midbar." I'm going to put in the midbar erez. That's one. Shita two. Hadash three. Et shemens four. Asim ba'arava. I put in ba'arava. So then it's b'roish tidar usashur. So there's altogether seven. We'll see. There's not ten, but that the pasuk says ten arazim, and we just said seven of them in this pasuk. And the Gemara says which each one is. Erez is an arza, which is a cedar tree. Shita, what's a shita? Shita is turanisa, which is a pine tree. Hadas is asa, which is called a myrtle. You know, we know what hadas is, the myrtle tree. Eight shemen is a farsama, that's a balsam. Beroish is barsa, which is boxwood. Tidar is shaga, which is a fir tree. And sashur is shuravina, which are not sure what shuravina is. Afreite Gemara Kasha, good, you told me there's ten type of cedar trees, and that argues on Rav Yehuda, but you only told me seven. Hani Shiva Hava. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, Hasifu Lem Deo Moisiv, three more. Aloinim, Almoinim, and Almoigim. What are these? Aloinim is Butmi, which is an elm tree. Almoinim is Baluti, which is an oak tree. And Almoigim is Kasisa, which is coral, which is found on the bottom of the sea. It's a type of wood that's found on the bottom of the sea. Ikadamri. Some say not aroinim armoinim almoigim. Aroinim armoinim almoigim. Aroinim is aray, which is a laurel tree. Armoinim is dulvi, which is chestnut tree. And almoigim is kasiso, which is coral. And now the Gemara will go tell us something, how they get the coral out of the sea. The coral is found, what? It's not to get anything, but it's just the Mishnah mentioned erez, that you take the stick of erez and wave it back and forth. So we have to see how many arazim there are. And it's something actually when Mashiach comes, when you get back in Yerushalayim, these different arazim, that's what the pasuk's talking about. So we want to know what all the type of different cedar trees. As it happens to be, the Gemara says, Segei Mecha Chamemka, that it isn't a gay for that if you say you're going to sell a cedar tree, and then the could be Segei Mecha Chamemka. But our Gemara is bringing in now it's the Mishnah. I want to continue now. How do you get coral off the seabed? The coral is found in the shallow part of the sea, near the beach, but still, how do you get it out? So the Mishnah is going to tell us. It says in the Pasuk about the river that's going to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and get bigger and bigger. We had this in Masechta Shkalim and other Masechtas. So it says in that Pasuk, V'tzi ad lo yavrenu. Even this huge ship will not be able to pass by through this river. That's how raging the river will be. Amar Rav, what's tzi adir? Zu berni gedoyla. It's a big ship. Hechi avdu. What do you do? Some agaris lamai avdile. What do you do with the ship? They weren't expecting you to answer. They go on a cruise to Alaska. That wasn't even the Havamin in those days. So Hechi Avdu, what do you do with a big ship? Zok de Gemara, Maisi Shis Alfi Gavre Betresi Yarchi. It takes 6,000 people and it takes 12 months to do this process. What are they going to do? They're going to get the coral off the seabed with this huge ship. They got 6,000 people and 12 months, or, right, Tresi Yarchi Shasa. V'armila Tresi Alfi Gavre Betresi Yarchi Shasa, or 12,000 people in 6 months. They fill it up, it's in the shallow, more to the shallow part of the sea. They fill it up with sand. Until it rests on the floor of the sea. And the diver goes in. He ties flax strings, which are very strong, to the coral on the seabed. And ties it to the ship. And they take out the sand slowly but surely. Take out all that sand. The shod blew away, and the ship goes up, 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 up. The kama de medalia as it goes up, akra masya, it schleps out the coral, pulls out all the coral from the seabed. And when they sell that wood, that coral wood, it's worth double the price of silver. And the Gemara says, now we want to, you know, you want to find it. You know which port? Tlas Parvis Avian. There were three ports where they got some good stuff. Tarti Beremoy, two near Rome. Bechad Beresoy, one by the Persians. The Beremoy, Maskin Kasisa, they got coral from there. The Beparsoy, Maskin Marganisa, they got pearls. Makario is called Parvasa the Mishamhig. It was called the port of the royalty because that's where they got the pearls. Every piece of wood that the Goyim stole from Yerushalayim, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu achzir lo. Hashem will return it. Shneim says in the pasuk etein b'midbar. That was the pasuk we read. Etein b'midbar eres shita. What's a midbar? Put in the midbar. Hey, midbar Yerushalayim. Shneim says in the pasuk tzion midbar hayosa. That the Eretz Yisrael became Yerushalayim became a midbar. So we see that the pasuk says Ari kachecha hayu midbar tzion midbar hayosa Yerushalayim shemama. So we see it's referring to Yerushalayim, and Hashem will return all that wood to Yerushalayim. Another member from Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, called him, anyone learns Torah, doesn't teach other people Torah? He's like this beautiful flower sitting in the midbar doing nothing by himself. He's not giving over Torah. Igidamri fakert, opposite. That's a shvach of a person. Anyone who learns Torah and he teaches other people, makom shein talam chacham, it's doim lahadas midbar, the chaviv. Just like a hadas in the midbar is so precious, a person who teaches other people Torah is very precious. Right, same thing opposite way. Yes, it's the same. You're saying, what is the hadas in the midbar a remes to? What is that a remes to? Is it a remes to something good or not something not good? That's the opposite. The goyim are not going to have the kana. The goyim will kill the yidin. Not going to have the kana. Shneim, it's in the pasuk that when Mashiach comes, tachas and achoshes that got stolen from you, avizav, you get zav, you get gold. Tachas and instead of copper, you get gold. Tachas abaras will be kesef. Instead of metal, instead of iron, you get kesef. Tachas eitzim achoshes. Tachas avonim barzal. But tachas Rav Akiva v'chaverov. Tachas Rav Akiva v'chaverov that were killed by the goyim, ma'im aviim. There's nothing you can't replace them. They're irreplaceable. Ba'aleim o'ima. On them it says on the pasuk, v'nikesi, that you'll get a forgiven. Of a dam amloy nikesi. But on the blood that they were killed, that the goyim killed, they're not going to get any kapara for that because there's no replacement for Rav Akiva v'chaverov.